chair would ask that all members present in the chamber and those in the gallery please rise for a moment of prayer for Charlie Kirk and his family.
It was good to see the House of Representatives in solidarity observe almost a full minute of silence yesterday for the assassination of Charlie Kirk. What I found disappointing was that people were claiming false things about this online, claiming that Democrats had interrupted the moment of silence with yelling and noes, and that did not happen. In fact, the full minute finished off this way. Did nothing.
For what purpose does the gentlelady from Colorado rise?
Lauren Boebert wants to say something. And he's telling the crowd to, you know, be calm.
For what purpose does the gentlelady from Colorado rise?
And she says, I'd like to have a moment of led prayer because silent prayer gets silent results. Can you lead us in a prayer spoken? That's when you got rumbling disagreement and a little bit of contrariness. Yes, no, a little bit of yelling.
Let's wait a minute. Wait a minute. The House will be in order. The House will be in order. The House will be in order.
And there would continue a little bit of yelling.
The House will be in order.
But she was having trouble and people were, you know, it's all inaudible. You can't tell what anybody's saying.
We will join prayer right after this, okay?
So afterwards.
The chair lays before the House a communication. The House will be in order.
Pass some gun laws is the only thing you could really make out of any of it. And it sounded to me like it was Jasmine Crockett, but I haven't been able to confirm who yelled that. Anna Paulina had said some strong words somewhere in there from Florida. But, yeah, so they did observe a moment of silence. So if you saw that story online, it's false that they interrupted. The fighting or the squabbling was afterwards. Now, you might not think it makes much difference, but I do. I think it makes a great difference that people were unified in recognizing that this is a horrific event. The assassination of somebody who wanted to engage in civil discourse is evil. It's evil. It's un-American. It's anti-American. You can either stand for freedom, liberty, disagreement, free speech, tolerance, or you can stand for politically motivated violence. You cannot stand for both. And I'll go it one step farther because I know this applies to a lot of people. If you aren't vehemently opposed to what happened yesterday, you at best don't understand America, or at worst, you don't believe in it. And that is true, as I said to Alex and I've said repeatedly this morning, that is true whether Charlie Kirk is a conservative or a liberal, a Christian, an atheist, a Muslim, whether he's a capitalist or a socialist. In this country, we believe that people have the right to speak, and we believe that it's right to speak and to stand up for your ideas and to engage with other people and to disagree with them. And frankly, to protect them in their right to do so. You know, we kind of had this weird day yesterday because we had the ruling from the First District Court of Appeals. It says it's legal now in at least this part of Florida to openly carry a pistol or a rifle. And it is legal. It doesn't make it smart. That doesn't, especially given that it takes time for people to understand that it's the law, okay? I'm not advocating that you go running around with a gun today. It'd be dumb of you to do so. But it is legal, okay? Then, shortly thereafter, we had the shooting of Charlie Kirk. A politically motivated, clearly, unless there's some sudden revelation when they actually find the person, but all evidence would point to a politically motivated assassination. A hostile act against the very nature of what America is. And then you have people online who are mildly bothered or even suggesting he deserved it. What's wrong with you? But the point is, I fear that if somebody who was vehement on the left had gotten assassinated, that too many of my people would not have been properly horrified by that. And we should all be. There's an old expression, I'm sure you've heard it many, many times, which is, I hate what you're saying, but I will defend with my life your right to say it. Listen, in the state of Florida right now, I, Andrew McKay, I will, if I need to show up at an event for a Black Lives Matter activist or some anti-Christian atheist or some communist, if I need to show up, I mean, I don't need because I know my law enforcement is good, but if I need to show up with a gun and protect you, I will. If I'm worried about, I will protect you every bit as much as people who agree with me. And by the way, that also includes against other forms of harm, you know, wanting people to be removed from platforms because they say things we don't like, or wanting people to lose their jobs because we say things they don't like, because that also is a lesser but still a form of retaliation against speech with a kind of harm. It's not violence per se, but it's wrong. Tolerance, you know, the left likes to talk about tolerance. And for the longest time, people kind of abandoned their job to understand what language means. Tolerance is of things we dislike. Tolerance is not when we like it. You know, if you think that, I don't know, to take an example, gay marriage is right, you don't tolerate it. You celebrate it. And if you think that gay marriage is wrong, well, you can't celebrate it. But you can tolerate it. Or you can intolerate it, which would be to pass for law, try to advocate for laws that make it illegal. That's literally what it means. So tolerance is allowing the things we disagree with. It's not allowing the things we agree with. I don't tolerate Charlie Kirk. I like him, right? I tolerate, I don't know, Al Sharpton. You know? I tolerate J.B. Pritzker. You see the difference? And that's what America is supposed to be, is tolerant of the things we disagree with. John Pickens, that's Traffic on the Fives.
Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner. Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. If you're on Highway 90 southbound headed toward Pensacola, right at the bridge, at the bottom of the bridge, there's an accident. It's off to the side of the road, but I'm starting to see some delays on Highway 90. Also, I-10 eastbound between Pine 9 Mile and Highway 29. We're seeing some major delays through that construction zone. It's just congestion, but add an extra 10 to 12 minutes on your commute with that. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
And by the way, my adamant belief in tolerance for ideas I can't stand, it extends even, and I know I may be in the minority on this, and I don't mind, I'll take it, even extends to the awful things that Matthew Dowd said yesterday on MSNBC. So this, if you haven't heard this, Matthew Dowd goes on MSNBC as a contributor. He's brought on kind of suddenly. Katie Turr, who's the host, is kind of like they're scrambling to bring people on, which is what happens in a breaking news scenario. So she's talking about the gun laws in Utah as though that's the most relevant thing. It's not that it's irrelevant, but it's not really relevant either because, you know, what does that have to do with an assassination? It doesn't. Okay. But here's what she was saying, just so you get the whole context.
Just to give you guys a sense of the gun laws in Utah, there's constitutional carry. This is of May 2021. Individuals 21 or older can legally own a gun and carry it openly or concealed in public without a permit. Again, no permit is required or needed to buy or possess a firearm. There's no waiting period, no state-mandated time period for firearm purchases. Utah does not require the registration of firearms. Both open and concealed carry of loaded firearms without a permit are legal, again, for those 21 and over. So it is a very permissive state in terms of firearms. Most firearm types are allowed under state law. But again, federal laws ban certain firearms. On average, 442 people die by guns in Utah.
Okay. I mean, these are all facts, but I don't understand what they have to do with a political assassination and the intolerance for free speech, which they don't. They don't have anything to do with it. But, you know, when you're trying to do 24 hours worth of news and you're going to always say things and you're going to fill the space. Then she brings on Matthew Dowd. And listen, this is kind of rough to hear, but you need to know the facts. OK,
talk to me about the environment. You know, the reports of exactly what happened are not confirmed yet. But talk to me about the environment in which a shooting like this happens.
Yeah, and again, I emphasize what you just emphasized. We don't know any of the full details of this. We don't know if this was a supporter shooting their gun off in celebration, or so we have no idea about this.
Okay, but before we go on, what? Okay, that's a really super weird thing to act. That's almost weirder than the rest of it, frankly. It could have been just somebody celebrating with the... What? Anyway, but that's not the part that got him in trouble.
Following up with what was just said, he's been one of the most divisive... especially divisive younger figures in this, who is constantly sort of pushing this sort of hate speech or sort of aimed at certain groups. And I always go back to hateful thoughts lead to hateful words, which then lead to hateful actions. And I think that's the environment we're in, that people just, you can't stop with these sort of awful thoughts you have and then saying these awful words and not expect awful actions to take place.
Matt.
And that's the unfortunate environment we're in.
So he's blaming Charlie Kirk for inciting the violence. Earlier, I talked about how the notion that your words are responsible because they are a kind of violence and therefore justify a violent response, that's the mindset that Matthew Dowd is perpetuating here. It's the, you know, the woman who dressed seductively and then walks in a dark area, she deserves what she gets. That's what he's saying, except he's saying it with Charlie Kirk and his allegedly hateful comments. And, well, you know, that produces hateful actions and, you know, you get what you get. Now, MSNBC apologized for Matthew Dowd. And apparently, according to reports, they have now terminated their contract with him, that he's no longer a contributor to MSNBC. A broadcaster can do whatever they want to do in terms of who they do and don't allow and who they do and don't want to have back. I hate what Matthew Dowd said. I think it's disgusting, repulsive, wrong, even un-American. I don't necessarily want to see him punished for it. Because I stand for the idea that you can say awful things and I will protect your right to do it. Even a Matthew Dowd. See, that's where that impulse either to control what people say and restrict it or to protect it when you can't stand it shows. It doesn't show when people say what you like. It shows when people say what you hate. Say what he said was awful, stupid, dangerous, but wanting to retaliate against him or celebrating that he gets fired, I think you've misunderstood the concept. 724 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Meanwhile, the big news yesterday here locally and in the state of Florida is that open carry is now the law of at least the First District Court of Appeals zone, which is from here kind of to, as Alex Andrade put it, the armpit, the Big Bend area. Sheriff Simmons has told me that I asked him, has told me that they are not enforcing the open carry ban for pistols or rifles. Sheriff Johnson said that they're waiting on guidance from legal and probably from the Sheriff's Association. We've been talking with PPD coming up in about 15 minutes. We'll find out what they're doing. Even if it is the law, and it is, and even if it was a unanimous opinion, and it was, and even if the implications of the Bruin decision by the Supreme Court are really clear, and they are, there's still a matter of being smart. And what I've said all day, John, correct me if I'm wrong, is you have the right to open carry right now in Northwest Florida. That doesn't make it a smart idea because people may not know the law. People may misunderstand what you're doing. They might react to you. And what do I always tell my kids, and I'm teaching them how to drive, avoid the accident. Know your rights, but avoid the accident. And when a person is walking in the street and you hit them, you could have avoided it. You should have avoided it. And when a person makes a left turn in front of you and they're wrong and you have the right of way, just don't hit them. Same thing here. You can know your legal rights. Exercising them with no consideration for the consequences is probably not smart right away. Give it some time. People will learn, and then you can behave accordingly. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. If you're on Highway 90 southbound headed toward Pensacola, we have got an accident that has blocked traffic pretty much about halfway through Highway 90, getting you back to Woodbine. So just be aware of that. That's causing some major delays. Also, I-10 eastbound is backed up all the way from Pine Forest through Highway 29, through that construction zone, and Avalon Boulevard southbound. We're seeing some delays trying to get onto I-10, about a 5 to 7 minute delay there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Somebody texted in the exact same thing I was thinking, which is that, ironically, Charlie Kirk would probably not have advocated for Matthew Dowd to be fired. And I think that's accurate based on what I know of Charlie Kirk. Hey, if you have any kind of, you know, inside the house complicated stuff to be worked on, whether it's plumbing or electrical or air conditioning or heating, Peden can take care of that. Started 56 years ago in Panama City when Robert Peden was hot. And he thought, I don't want to be hot anymore in Florida. I will learn how to do air conditioning. And he did, for himself, for his friends, for his family, started a business. And now it's across not only all of the panhandle from Tallahassee east all the way west to us, and then now even into Baldwin County and Mobile over the last couple of years. They're everywhere. And they expanded their services not just to air conditioning, but to heating and electrical and plumbing. And they take care of all that stuff. High quality installation, high quality products, 100% satisfaction guarantee. And now during storm season, you can get power and savings. Save $1,500 until the end of hurricane season on dependable, powerful Briggs & Stratton standby generators. So find out what that might be involved for you. Schedule an appointment. We are at the peak of hurricane season right now, even though it might not feel like it. So book online or find out information at Peden, PEDEN.com.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
What are you, some kind of nut? Who do you think you are?
Dun, dun, dun! I am Captain Chaos.
We all need a little more Captain Chaos, Dom DeLuise, in our lives. 729 on News Radio 92.3. Who'd you want to grow up and be from Cannonball Run, John, when you were – you want to grow up and be Burt Reynolds?
Or oh,
you want
of to grow course. Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. He was the bandit.
Or
I mean,
Roger Moore, you know?
I don't know. I'm Burt Reynolds guy.
David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Andrew, some backlash on TMZ today for their live-streamed coverage of the Charlie Kirk assassination. The news organization had gone live online after that broke, right when the news of his death
Janet,
broke.
Go to have somebody look at the Fox.
And that's Harvey Levin with TMZ. He was on air. They later posted an apology. They say it wasn't a reaction to his death, but just a case of bad timing.
That's, wow. Wow.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Remembering the victims from 9/11, Fox's Eric Shawn at Ground Zero in Manhattan.
It's hard to believe it's been almost a quarter of a century since that day when radical Islamic terrorism took so much from us and struck at the heart of our nation.
President Trump at the Pentagon this morning, where 184 people were killed when a plane slammed into the building. A search continues for the assassin who killed Charlie Kirk.
He fought for liberty, democracy, justice, and the American people. He's a martyr for truth and freedom. And there's never been anyone who was so respected by youth.
President Trump posting a tribute on Truth Social. Vice President Vance and the second lady will visit Salt Lake City to pay respects to the family of Charlie Kirk. He was just 31 years old, leaves behind a wife and two young children. An update from the FBI expected shortly. America's listening to Fox News.
.731 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got 63 degrees. It is partly cloudy and a beautiful morning here in Pensacola. A motorcyclist has died after a crash yesterday on Gulf Breeze Parkway. Happened near Twin Pine Boulevard when an SUV turned in front of the bike. The rider sustained fatal injuries. Both the driver and passenger in the SUV were also seriously injured. Well, after decades of allowing concealed carry but banning open carry, a Florida appeals court has now determined the ban on open carry is unconstitutional. The Florida Attorney General's office also saying they don't plan to appeal that ruling, which likely means that carrying weapons would be permitted in the state of Florida. The Escambia Sheriff's Office does say that they will no longer be enforcing the open carry the open carry law. The case that brought the appeal to the courts was an appeal from former local political candidate Stan McDaniels, who was arrested back in 2022 for violating open carry laws. Warrington Preparatory Academy has won an appeal with the State Department of Education and now improved its grade to a C. Now, this comes after the school received failing grades for years, then was turned over to Charter Schools USA 2 years ago. After receiving a second D grade under Charter Schools USA, they were given an extension to bring that grade up.
I'm just looking ahead. I'm not satisfied. I'm really not satisfied with the C. It feels good for the moment. And like I said, you can take a collective breath. But for me, I think Warrington deserves an A school. And then can you imagine what that will mean for this community when we get there? I mean, I think it's just going to change a lot of people's perception about what can come out of this area.
And Warrington Prep Principal Delvin Vick there, the school's appeal on their D grade showed as many as 48 students who were zoned for the school but had been placed into alternative programs had been counted towards the school's grade. Other students, another student's civics exam results had also not been counted towards the grade. The school has now put some plans to expand to the ninth grade on hold as they continue working on bringing those grades up. Well, a popular downtown Pensacola microbrew is closing its doors at the end of the month. Doc's Hop Shop is posted on social media saying that they plan to close up September 30th. In a heartfelt social media announcement, the brewery thanked the community for their support over the years. The business was founded in 2022 by father-son duo Steve and Rob Moll. Doc's Hop Shop replaced the former Gulf Coast Brewery and offered a nostalgic atmosphere alongside craft beers like Shark Bite IPA and Gulf Coast Blonde. They're clearing out their inventory with special offers and asking folks to visit for a final toast to celebrate Doc's retirement. L.A. Dothan man in the custody of a mental health facility after being found to be in possession of explosives. This happened yesterday morning at a home in Dothan on Cottonwood Road. Officers there responded to a call from a person claiming that there were a large number of federal agents surrounding his house. When they arrived, they discovered the individual, who had two grenades strapped to a ballistic vest. After determining he was suffering from a mental health crisis, police negotiators talked him into surrendering peacefully. There were no injuries reported in that incident. 735 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by ECUA. Bulk Waste Services now calling for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more information at ecua.fl.gov. Still dealing with the accident and backup that's happened on Highway 90 southbound as you approach Pensacola. We're seeing traffic backed up way down Highway 90, and it's about a 20-25 minute delay in that area. Also, I-10 eastbound between Nine Mile and Highway 29, seeing about a 10-12 minute delay in that area. And if you're on Highway 29 southbound around 10 Mile Road, we've got, traffic is backed up all the way past Kingsfield, so be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to have a beautiful day today with mostly sunny skies, high near 90 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 68. Going into Friday, we will have nice sunny weather, high near 92. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 70 degrees. Going into Saturday, plenty of sunshine, high near 89. And by Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 68. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
It is 64 degrees right now. We've got partly cloudy skies in Pensacola, 62 in Milton, 68 in Gulf Breeze. Your next news at 8 o'clock and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Investors today are on the lookout for the August Consumer Price Index, which is due out in 10 minutes. Economists polled by Dow Jones are expecting the index to rise 0.3% on the month for an annual gain of 2.9%. Oracle's stock climbed 36% after the company reported impressive cloud demand numbers. The cloud giant is on pace for its best day since 1992 and is now quickly approaching the $1 trillion market cap benchmark. The company said it has $455 billion in remaining performance obligations. That's up 359% from a year earlier. Louis Vuitton's long-awaited beauty collection hit branded stores and concessions last month. It indicates a wider shift among luxury players trying to get more shoppers through the door without diluting their flagship offerings. The diversification comes as the luxury sector grapples with an industry-wide slowdown, U.S. tariffs, and wider cost pressures. Futures are slightly higher ahead of inflation data. That's Your Money Now.
You can find Subaru dealers all along the Gulf Coast from Panama City to Biloxi, but you'll only find Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. And among all those Subaru dealers, it's Anderson Subaru who's ranked highest by Google in customer satisfaction, 4.8 stars and climbing. Thank you to our loyal customers for your trust and to our incredible team for delivering the care and commitment Subaru owners deserve. You're going to love Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
What is the how and the why to justify the state restricting him to only a handgun and requiring that handgun to be concealed as a condition of exercising a fundamental enumerated right that precedes the Constitution and is protected by the Constitution, not a right granted by the Constitution? And that goes back to the Heller and McDonald decisions, that this is a pre-existing right, and it is a right that we the people have reserved to ourselves, regardless of, and this is a quote from Justice Scalia and then Justice Thomas, both, even if taking away from even the third branch to decide whether the right is really worth insisting upon. We the people decided it was worth insisting upon, and that right must be protected.
That was Eric Friday during the oral arguments back in October of 2024 when he defended Stan McDaniels in the case involving the Pensacola Police Department, where he was charged with the open carry of a handgun in violation of Florida statute, convicted, sentenced to community service. That sentence was stayed pending the appeal, and the first DCA yesterday, as you well know by now if you've been listening, ruled unanimously that under the Bruin precedent in the Supreme Court, you can't prohibit open carry. Because there is no analog at the time of the founding or nearly thereafter when open carry was prohibited. It used to be that good guys open carried and bad guys concealed carried. We've kind of flipped our perception of that these days. But still, the point is that as of yesterday, they struck it down for the panhandle. The attorney general, James Uthmeyer, says they're not going to appeal. He, of course, is a fan of open carry, as is the governor. And so that, at least for now, sort of settles it legally. Joining us now, we have Mike Wood from the Pensacola Police Department, Mike, Public Information Officer. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. So what is your guidance? And I think your guidance may have actually changed over the last day, which is very understandable in a sort of fluid legal situation like this. What is the current guidance from the Pensacola Police Department to its officers regarding open carry?
Yeah, you know, when an opinion comes down like this, like it did yesterday, we just don't want to snub that opinion, ignore that opinion. But at the same time, we don't want to go and just do our own thing. So what you have to do in a case like that is seek the opinion of legal counsel. So you can we did that. And so we decided yesterday to stay the course and enforce those laws. However, just this morning, that changed overnight, and a new email was sent out by the chief of police yesterday, and we will no longer enforce the statute. So open carry statute. So we actually changed this morning, and that's what we're going to go by until we hear something else changes, and I don't think that it will.
Yeah, so you guys are not you're not enforcing the ban on the open carry of firearms, or rifles, or pistols. But it's worth noting, if somebody owns a business and you go in there with an open carry, which, again, I recommend to be cautious about this because what's legal and what people know is legal are different things, and people might treat you – I mean, bad things can happen even unjustly, just even if you exercise your rights. Fair, right, Mike? Agreed? Be smart?
Yes, you have to be smart.
Yeah.
You've got to be smart. And I'm sure that we're going to get calls and complaints, and we'll have to address those, each case differently. We'll have to go and explain to people what you can and cannot do.
Absolutely.
Business owners can still tell you, not to open carry in their business. They have that right.
And that's what I was getting at is if that happens, if a business wants you not to open carry on their premises and you refuse, you continue to do it, well, they can have you trespassed, right?
Yes, that is private property, and they have the right to make those decisions.
And so people need to be, I know gun owners and especially gun advocates are very excited today. I am very excited today. This is like, oh, my God, finally, but you have to know what the limits are on your power to express that right, and you have to be smart about understanding other people, and that's all, you know, really relevant. I also want to address something that's come up. I've seen it a couple of times on social media. Well, PPD made this arrest. Is PPD going to apologize for enforcing the law as it existed in 2022?
No, I mean, that's the law. And we don't make the laws. That's not our job. Our job is to enforce those laws, and that's exactly what we did.
I couldn't say it better myself. Perfect. Because that's, you know, I've seen that. And people are like, well, you know, they were violating the Constitution. I'm like, no. I mean, they actually weren't. I mean, it takes, you know, you have to wait for the courts to adapt. And in this case, look, Stan McDaniels was vindicated. But that doesn't mean that enforcing the law as it stood on the books at that time in 2022 was up to the individual officer's discretion, right?
That's exactly right. And this is, you know, the country we live in, things can change. The laws can change. And when they do, then we go by those new changes. And that's exactly what we're doing this morning.
We're talking to Mike Wood. He is the public information officer for PPD. Mike, hang on for just a second. We've got John Pickens with Traffic on the Fives.
That's right. Highway 90 southbound headed toward Pensacola. We have an accident that's causing some major delays on Highway 90. So my advice, if you can, take Avalon instead of 90. Also, I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone has seen some major delays. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. I don't want to fail to let you speak to the public about this topic since it is of such important public safety. But without letting you know you go on the subject, Mike Wood, anything else that I failed to ask you that you want to tell people about open carry gun laws? I mean, I've mentioned this morning that I think we're in a bit of an unclarity zone around the restricted places. You obviously can't conceal carry in a bar or on a college campus or in a school or to the court. I think the totality of the laws makes it unclear what the status is for open carry in those situations, but I am strongly recommending people don't try it. That's my advice. Anything you want to add?
No, I would echo that. You know, just be careful, and if there's any questions, give us a call. But I'm sure that we're going to get some complaints, and there's going to be some situations that we'll have to address until people get used to this.
And to be clear, I mean, brandishing is still illegal. Threatening, menacing, these are all violations of the same rules about when you are allowed to point a gun at somebody and or use a gun at somebody. Those all still apply, right?
Yeah. Don't get a gun and just and carry it in your hand, or a rifle and carry it in your hand walking down. That's totally different. And yeah, as they come up, hopefully people understand the difference.
Yeah.
There.
And by the way, your phone cut out a little bit. I assume what you said was don't go waving a gun around or carrying a gun in your hand walking down Palafox. Right. Be smart.
Yeah. That's exactly what I said.
Cough.
Sorry about that. Turning now to a couple other things. You this week had an active shooter drill at the City Hall, right?
Yeah, we did. This is a drill that we've done in several other places. It's for us, not only us, but for the employees that work there in case something like that was to happen. If you hear gunshots in your place of employment, you've got to decide, are you going to hide, are you going to run, or are you going to fight? And people inside that go through this, it's going to get their heart rate up. It's something that they've never experienced before, and it helps people think in their minds, what would I do in this situation? So great training for everybody involved yesterday.
It always is. It's just always good. It's horrible that we have to be in an environment where we train this way, but we are in an environment we have to train this way, and it would be foolish and not really thinking very well to not train for that. You also had in the last week, you had a threat against some Pensacola Police Department detectives. Is that right?
It was a single detective over a homicide case that she's working. And there was a threat made and online. And that's something that we're simply not going to tolerate. She's doing her job. And unfortunately, we had to do our job again and arrest this individual for making those threats.
Hey, before we finish up the interview, I did want to observe, I failed to mention it 2 minutes ago, but as of 2 minutes ago, we now had the 24th anniversary of American Flight 11 striking the North Tower of the World Trade Center, the beginning of the 9/11 attacks. That happened just 2 minutes ago. For you, for me, we're old enough to have remembered exactly where we were at this time. I assume for all the officers, this is still as vivid as if it were yesterday, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's something that you're never going to forget. And even those who weren't around are plenty familiar with this and what a horrible day it was. And we just got to remember everyone who lost their lives and the families of those that lost their lives.
And we still live in a situation where it is, if you see something or you're suspicious, say something, call it in. You guys, you'd rather respond to 100 false alarms than miss a real alarm, right?
Yeah, you know, we always say that. And I was working downtown on gallery night one night, and we had an individual find a backpack that was left in a open area of a restaurant on Palo Fox, and he did just that. He called us, he let us know, and we took care of that situation. Fortunately, there was nothing to it, but people do hear it. They do remember that. They do call in strange and suspicious items and people, and we're certainly glad of that.
Very good. One thing that the mayor announced in his press conference on Tuesday is that your officers have requested a return to the American flag being on their shoulder on the one side and the PPD patch on the other side. It'll be on new uniforms, right? So this is going to gradually roll out. Sense of the department about this decision?
Is a popular decision that is going to happen. It's going to be slow going, though. The shirts that we have now, you can't just take the patch off and replace it with the flag because there's some glue involved in the manufacturing process of that shirt, and it would ruin the shirt. So any shirts that are ordered new will have the flag back on, and so in a couple of years it should go through, and everybody will have the flag on their uniform once again.
Any chance we're going to go back to the old patch?
No, I don't see that happening.
Oh well, I can ask. So,
it was a popular, but things change, times change, and that's just the way it is going to be with that.
I very much understand. I did want to ask you, just because obviously we've all been thinking a lot about what happened to Charlie Kirk yesterday, the assassination at a public event where they're discussing ideas. I've said repeatedly how the importance of America is that we allow everybody to have their say, and we do not engage in violence against people on the basis of their ideas. And it is the job of law enforcement to protect everybody, no matter what their ideas are, right?
Yeah, and we've done that several times before down at Graffiti Bridge. We're going to let everybody have their voices heard. We've also, when the crowd got too big down there, we've shut the street down so nobody would get hurt with traffic flowing through there. So we're always going to be to support those voices, and it's something we've always done and that we always will do.
And you guys really do everything you can, both overtly and covertly, to keep people safe in events. But, I mean, you know, the reality is that we live in a world full of freedom, and freedom carries risk, and bad things happen, unfortunately. You can put, a 1,000 cops on the street, and you may not be able to prevent everything, right?
Yeah, we can do the best we can to secure venues against things like this. But to be honest, there's no way we can say that we can 100% stop something like that. I don't think anybody can say that. But the best thing that we can do as law enforcement is make it extremely inconvenient for something like that to happen. Just as much security and going over the area. And we have our SWAT team is very good with that. The commanders are good with going over different places, especially when there's presidential visits. We work with the Secret Service to look at the place, look at routes, and to make sure they are as safe as they can possibly be.
Absolutely. Last thing we always like to end with our interview with Mike Wood is a did you know or a cop myth. Do you have one for me this week, Mike?
Yes, this involves the taser. I don't know whether you knew it or not. A lot of people don't, but there is confetti. When you fire that taser, those probes, confetti comes out. It's called an AFID, which stands for anti-felon identification tag, which is a small paper-like tag printed with a unique serial number with the specific cartridge that was deployed. And these tags are ejected upon firing to provide a layer of accountability, allowing law enforcement to trace the cartridge back to its original purchase or user, department, even the officer that it was assigned to, which aids in documentation and can help solve crimes where a taser is misused.
No, it's a very effective identification. It's, as you say, it's got the information about the gun and the number, and every time you load a taser before you fire it, it's got that stuff in it. It's the confetti version of the fun popper, only it's not as fun for the person who gets tased. It is a very useful law enforcement identification device. Mike Wood, he's the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, as always, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate what you do, keeping us informed, keeping us safe. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
7:54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has an outstanding selection of good quality, almost new cars. They're used. Okay, it's not brand new. The advantage of that, you know, you save money, right? The disadvantage of that is it doesn't smell just like a brand new car anymore. You know, I mean, there's trade-offs. But you're going to get a car that's like one, maybe two owners, maybe a year to 3 years young, maybe 10 to like 30 or 40,000 miles, kind of their sweet spot. And then they're going to warranty it to 100,000 miles or 10 years. When we bought our Odyssey, it had 12,000 miles and it was a year old. We got it from in Orlando, basically. The dealership there had it as a pre-owned certified, came back from a corporate lease. They couldn't sell it. They had a 90-day rule. It went to auction. Frontier went to Orlando and bought it. And we got a smoking deal on a great car that we have been enjoying ever since. And it was so easy. I mean, we test drove it to find out if we wanted to buy a car like that. We weren't going to buy that car. And they're like, do you want to look at a price? Sure. It was the right color. It was the right price. It was just everything worked out. We bought it. And they followed up with me 6 months and a year later to make sure everything was okay. Who does that? Well, Frontier does. Because they want to give you kind of that new car buying experience, but at the price of a used car. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
If you're on Highway 90 southbound headed toward Pensacola, you're going to see some delays from that earlier accident. I'd say about a 15 to 20 minute delay still there. So if you can take Avalon Boulevard, let's see here, I-10 eastbound between 9 Mile and Highway 29, seeing about a 10 to 12 minute congestion construction delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
And by the way, just in case you joined us late, the guidance from PPD is the same as the guidance from the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, which is they are not enforcing the open carry ban currently. So that is the case in the entirety of Escambia County right now. And we're waiting on confirmation about Santa Rosa County for the future.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops. And they come together here to drive growth and innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Are you a senior ready to downsize but not ready for assisted living? Discover the lifestyle you deserve at Tranquil Villas. This vibrant, independent senior community offers spacious, affordable apartments designed for comfort and convenience. Enjoy clubs, luncheons, walking trails, and community gatherings. It's perfect for making new friends and staying active. You'll find everything you need to live your best life. Why not schedule a tour today? Go to seniorvillas.net. That's seniorvillas.net.
Tranquil Villas, where comfort meets community.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Oh, this is uncomfortable.
The tiny one can't take a hint. He doesn't understand. He's small.
Good morning, 7:58 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. In the newsroom, we have David Wayne standing by with our headlines for us. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. The United Kingdom firing its ambassador to the U.S. over links to Jeffrey Epstein. The British Foreign Ministry says that Peter Mandelson has been withdrawn as ambassador after a note from the diplomat appeared in the 2003 Epstein birthday album, which included a handwritten note from Mandelson apparently calling Epstein his best pal. The victims of the 9/11 terror attacks being remembered today, the annual remembrance ceremony happening in Lower Manhattan this morning at the 9/11 memorial. Family members will be reading the names of the nearly 3,000 people that died on September 11th of 2001.
Yeah, coming up in about 5 minutes, we're going to have the time when United Airlines Flight 175 struck the South Tower. That's at 8:03 our time. So go ahead, David.
One of those days where all of us who were around at that point remember 100%. Vividly what was happening.
Absolutely.
And Hollywood stars adding their names to a letter pledging not to work with Israeli film institutions that are implicated in genocide. An open letter from a group called Film Workers for Palestine has collected signatures from over 4,000 actors and filmmakers, including big stars like Emma Stone and Joaquin Phoenix, who are pledging to address complicity and in the carnage in Gaza.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 7:59 here on News Radio 92.3. Coming up next, we'll talk to Gulf Breeze News about what's going on in Gulf Breeze. Continuing coverage of the seismic shift in open carry and the gun control laws in Florida, as well as, of course, the horrible, we assume, politically motivated assassination of Charlie Kirk yesterday.
Stream us at NewsRadio923.com. News Radio 92.3.